Thank you for calling customer service for Yes Speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Jose Maldonado. I'm trying to find out an amount that was billed to me or charged to me for 6732, and we're trying to figure out what this is.
Okay, what's your zip code, sir?
It's 99504.
And your name?
Jose A. Maldonado.
And will you verify your address for me, please?
8441 Ridgeway Avenue, Anchorage, Alaska, 99504.
Okay. And, okay, I have here on March 1st initiated the charge, which was you agreed to pay shipping and handling of $7.95 to receive a tactical bag. So that was the initial thing. And then that was the Gadget Club. So when you did that, in the terms and conditions, it did ask or say to you to agree or not agree or however the case might have gone, that you would, if you did not call in 48 hours to say you did not want to be a member of the Gadget Club, it automatically enrolled you into the Gadget Club. So the 6732 is the enrollment for the discount store online, like the things that you got, like the tactical bag. It's an online store. Now, you've paid for March. Now, you can continue on, and they also give you a $125 gift card to shop each time they charge you per month, and that will be in your email. Now, you can continue the month out, do the $125, shop, and see what's what, and then you can always cancel before April 4th, sir. But that's what created the charge, yes.
Goodness, we're over here trying to figure out, pulling out our hairs, trying to figure out what. And you know, I'm telling my wife, I didn't order anything. It wasn't me. I didn't order anything. Not this time. But I guess I got caught.
Yeah, but in the terms and conditions, when you put in your card number to say, do you agree to paying the $7.95 for the tactical bag, $7.95 is the shipping and handling to receive the free welcoming gift. It's a gift from the discount store, but in the terms and conditions before you guys accepted that, it say to you that if we do not hear from you in 48 hours, which you didn't get charged the $67 until the 4th, so that was 48 hours after the 1st, that they will automatically enroll you into the Gadget store.
Got it.
Yes, sir.
And now to get out for next month, I can do it at any time?
You can do it at any time. Right now, you're paid for March. You're going to receive an email if you have not received already. But it comes. The email will come from, if you check your emails, Best Fast Online Offers. That's who the email is from. That's your $125 gift card. There, and I'm sure that email is also going to tell you how to get to the Gadget store to shop, and it's things like the tactical bag. It's many other things they have as well. We got many members, many products, so at any time you can say before April 4th if you don't want to continue your membership, that's perfectly okay.
All right, as it stands right now, I don't think I want to continue it. I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay, so let me ask you this. To stay with the program, we can offer you, let's see here, 35% refund of the price that you paid this month. All right, so 35 of the 67, we can give you that back on a refund to continue the program.
No, I just wanted the bag. That was it. And I thought it was a good deal. So,
yes. Well, now at this point, since you've already been charged, now you can utilize the $125. I know you just wanted the bag, but you can utilize the $125 gift card that you're going to have, as well as the 35% off right now, too, a 35% refund
Okay, then we'll see. I'll get it before April 4th.
Correct. So I can do the 35% refund now. You find your $125 gift card in your email. Use the site between now and April 4th, you know, maybe a couple of days before. If you want to stay with it, fine, but at least spend the $125. They give you a no charge, I mean, a free gift. And then by April 4th, if you decide that you do not want to stay with the program, you're more than welcome to call back and do so.
Okay.
So hold on. Let me give you that refund amount and a confirmation number for that. So we got 67.32. And let's see here. Hold on, please. We got 67.32, and we're going to do 35% refund. They give you $23.56 refund, and let me apply that now. And so 23.56 is the amount of the refund, and that refund has been submitted, and it depends on your bank, anywhere from 3 to 5 business days that it goes back on your account, and we're going to leave it as a stand for now. They bill you each month on the 4th of each month. You have, here's the email, let me give you the site where you can find your email. I think I had given it to you, but I want to double check and make sure it's correct. It is, let's see here, where is it? It is BestFast, online, online. Offers, and that's in your search, in your emails, that's where you will see when they send it to you, because it's just done today. It might take a day or two for them to get it to you because it was just done. So that's where it's going to come from, your $125.
Okay, I'll be looking out for it because I'm one that likes to press the lead on a lot of stuff.
Correct. That's perfectly okay. So since you, it is a lot of good gadgets there. So you might can spend $125 on some things you want and, you know, that kind of thing. Because each time they charge you, they give you $125 each month anyways. So at least see what it's about. And then, like I said, you have this number. You can always call back.
Outstanding.
Okay.
When is the bag due to arrive here?
So let me see. Have they? That was on the 1st. It said, let me see if I got a tracking number for you already. Not yet a tracking number. Being that the 1st, you should receive one in the next few days or so. Normally, I don't know what day it was. See, the 1st might have been over the weekend or coming up to the weekend. It's the weekend now anyways. But you should, for what I see here, usually it's like 5 to 6 days or so from point you have at least a tracking, even if it hadn't made it to you yet. Because I can normally look it up and see, but I don't see where it has generated a tracking number for you just yet. But in the next day or so, you know, the tracking number could be there. But it to tell you when you're going to get it. But it's typically a few days after. You just did it on the 1st, if I'm not mistaken. The 1st might have been a weekend as well. So it kind of delayed. Well, it delayed you a little bit based on the fact the 1st was a Tuesday.
Right.
Today, but then it kind of run into the weekend. So they might have gave you a couple extra days before it generated a tracking number. Okay. But
okay, I'll be looking out for it then.
Yes.
Receive an email?
Yes, you're going to receive an email for your $125 shopping thing. And then, I'm sorry?
And for the tracking when it ships.
I don't know if you're set up on tracking. That's something, because it comes from the United States Postal Service. So I don't know if you're set up, you know, like sometimes people could be set up on UPS, but I'm not sure about the United States Postal Service.
Okay.
Yeah. But you got this number to call back in a couple of days or so to see have they received. You can always call here, okay?
Not a problem.
Thank you. Anything else I may help you with, sir?
No, you've been more than helpful.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling Customer Support, and you have a wonderful night.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye.